Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Hey, our next guest is a certified early childhood educator and consultant. Her strategy for diffusing difficult situations with children is using a little humor and silliness. Here to share the power of laughter and how to turn happy nights into happy mornings, welcome author of Last Night I Had a Laughmare, Bedtime Adventures in Giggleville, Judy Loeffler. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome, Judy.
Hi, Dr. Friedman.
Hey, you know, you picked the right show because everyone tells me I should be a stand-up comedian. Mostly because I'm 5'4", and if I didn't stand up, you wouldn't see me on stage. Share with us, why is laughter so important for our health?
You know, laughter is important both for mental health, but also actually induces physical changes in your body. It stimulates many organs. Laughter seems to give you more, when you laugh, you take in more oxygen. It stimulates your heart, your lungs, your muscles. It increases the endorphins that are released by your brain. So it really is very good for you. You know, you feel good, but it also actually is good for you in many respects.
And immune system. So if you're sick out there, you need to read a joke book. It might be better than penicillin.
Well, certainly you would feel better, right?
Exactly. Though I did
when
read a
you're
study.
Down in the dumps.
Exactly, down in the dumps. Just get somebody to tickle you. I read an interesting study showing how children laugh 300 times a day and adults laugh less than 17 times. How can we learn from children and how to laugh more? Should we watch cartoons instead of depressing CNN?
I think that would be probably a good choice, personally. But I think that the reality is that children naturally laugh. They don't mind being silly. They don't take themselves so seriously. And perhaps that's really the message. It's that adults tend to take themselves more seriously. And maybe we need to learn from children and not take ourselves so seriously and go to a funny movie or, you know, act silly, do something silly that, you know, it's okay.
Exactly. Tell us about the book. Now, what exactly is a laughmare? I like that term.
So a laughmare is waking up in the morning chuckling, basically. So instead of having children wake up with nightmares, and many children during that preschool, first grade age tend to have nightmares. That's about the time that we seem to see nightmares in young children. So the idea was, if the research suggests that children have nightmares because they saw or heard something scary or something disturbing. And so I thought, well, if we can turn that around and give them a book that is just a funny, feel-good, happy book, then hopefully they'll wake up laughing instead of screaming.
Right, and if the parents read it with them, maybe they will too.
Absolutely. So it gives the parents that opportunity. You're absolutely right. It gives the parents the opportunity to also kind of buy into a little bit of the fun, the silliness. I think that the idea of reading it with the young children is a wonderful thing.
Right. I think the children are stressed because adults come home. Parents hear their stress about work and paying bills and yada. So I think they absorb it. What are some fun things family can do together, maybe to lighten up the stress that we adults bring to our children's lives, and they maybe can absorb some of the happiness we can bring to them?
Sure. One of the things I say, to do some fun stuff with your kids, go to a funny movie, go to a cartoon movie. A lot of the Disney movies are wonderful that way. Do some time, even just tickle your child every so often, you know, tickle him so that you laugh. Talk about doing jokes. You know, children are very funny in terms of their perspective, especially young children, on what a joke is. And you can just laugh from some of the things that they think are funny.
There's an app on my iPad, the app that this photo booth that distorts your face into hilarious shapes. That would be kind of neat for a family to do together.
That's a great idea. I was actually on a flight just recently, and next to me there was a couple, and they have a 4-year-old, and they were playing with that photo booth, and boy, there was lots of laughter coming from them.
See, that's neat there. And didn't you mention something about a backwards day?
A backwards day, yes. I used to do that as a kindergarten teacher. We would pretend that it was the evening. They would come to school, and we'd pretend it was at night, and we'd work backwards. So instead of dinner time, we'd do breakfast. We'd wear our pajamas to school instead of your clothes because it's at night. And again, it's the concept was basically let's look at life in a humorous way.
I'm going to see patients tomorrow with pajamas. You just convinced me.
I'm going to try. Laugh.
They'll laugh. I guarantee they'll notice.
I think they certainly will laugh. Yes, and you know, from probably what you do, is the idea of bringing humor in with your patients is probably very valuable.
It's important to do. You know, I recently saw an America's Funniest Video of a baby laughing hysterically. And unless you're suffering from a case of rigor mortis, I can't imagine anyone not laughing while they're looking at that video. Why do you think laughter is so contagious? It's like a yawn.
Yes, it really is. It's, you know, I'm not sure why it is, but it is. And clearly when you, like you said, when you see a baby laughing or somebody laughing, you tend to start wanting to laugh with them. Even their laughter is funny. You know,
exactly.
The way they're laughing, why they're laughing. And again, when we finish laughing, we can all sort of take a deep breath and feel like, wow, I feel better.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I think that they say when you're laughing, ulcers don't grow and cancer cells cease. So when you're laughing, literally, the body can't, you know, if it's hitting those two areas, imagine your whole body's immune system. So that'd be great. Is there a difference between somebody having a good night's sleep and a happy night's sleep?
You know, I think that they're very similar. Having a good night's sleep would be a happy sleep, because certainly if you were having a nightmare, you wouldn't have a good night's sleep.
Right.
So I think the two would go together. Whether you'd wake up actually laughing, and I personally experienced that, and that's where the book comes from. I actually woke up one morning laughing, and my husband turned to me and he said, "You must be the most well-adjusted person I know. Everybody else wakes up with a nightmare. You wake up with a laughmare." So
that's
kind of where the idea came from. I thought, wouldn't it be great if we can get kids waking up laughing?
And if that happened reverse, if a husband wakes up, start laughing, the wife would get paranoid. What?
Yeah.
My hair? What do I got in my face?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And
so
again, it speaks to the point of not taking ourselves too seriously.
That is true, though. Now, does your book offer illustrations? Share with us, you know, is it something that's a story?
Yes, it is. It's actually a picture book. It's designed for children basically 3 to 7 year olds. So sort of the preschool to first grade. Preschool, you're reading the book to them, and by first grade, they're reading it themselves. It's written with language so that it's appropriate for young children to be reading at that age. The words are meant to be in the vocabulary range of a first grader.
Mm-hmm.
The illustration, it's a full-color illustration book. The illustrations are very fun. They're zany characters that I've created in this story. When I thought of the idea of doing this book, the two people that influenced my life quite a bit was Walt Disney and Dr. Seuss. So it's a little bit of a combination of those two. It's the colors and the magic of Disney and the zany characters of Dr. Seuss.
I say, what's neat about children is they can read the same book and enjoy it the 30th time just as much as they did the first time.
They certainly do, and I can attest to everything you both have been talking about, having two children myself, and one of the sweetest sounds is when you hear your child laughing in the night. And thank you so much for such great information. To learn more and to order Last Night I Had a Laughmare, Bedtime Adventures in Gigglyville by Judy Laufer, go to littleeggpublishing.com. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can share it with your friends, listen in any way, or follow us on Twitter at hashtag Dr. David Friedman. That's Twitter, hashtag Dr. David Friedman. So don't go anywhere. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.